It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Monday afternoon, NAS reported as of April 20th that 4% of the corn crop is planted compared with the five-year rolling average of 17%. 45% of the winter wheat crop was rated good to excellent. That's down 2 percentage points from the previous report. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Early cash calls for hogs in the Midwest are steady today to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher, but some buying resistance is evident as well. Terminals are called steady to higher. Top prices from $39 to $47. Peoria is called steady to $1 higher today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, April 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 15,953. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.50 to $68. The weighted average was $63.85. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.62 to $55. The weighted average was $51.37. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 22,702. The base price range was $55 to $72. The weighted average, $67.14. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.53 to $56, and the weighted average was $52.36. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Well, we already are starting to see some pockets of very heavy rainfall, and flash flooding has returned to portions of Missouri, and the outlook for the next couple weeks is for, well, not overwhelmingly wet. We do look for a significant precipitation across a good portion of the corn-soybean belt, and the planting that has been off to a slow start will continue to run behind schedule compared to the five-year averages for the end of the month of April and even into early May. Again, we will see frequent rainfall over the next couple of weeks. Warm temperatures between rain events this week will help to dry some fields enough for a little bit of planting to take place. But next week, temperatures will drop a little bit, drying rates slowed, and again, planting progress will remain well below the usual pace through at least the end of April and into early May. Right now, we're seeing some locations across eastern Missouri and far west central Illinois that may have already picked up as much as 2.5 to 3 inches of rain. That's with the local thunderstorms that have dropped some very heavy rainfall. And again, fields that had just started to get to a workable stage, probably too wet to go back into for several days. And we have another rain event that the computer models have been pegging to be even more significant than this current one. That comes into Iowa Wednesday night and Thursday, moves across Illinois and Indiana Thursday through early Saturday. And right now it looks like some locations, widespread locations, will pick up as much as an inch of rain with the Thursday through Saturday rainfall around here. So again, the big story is going to be the wetness of the field. Temperatures have started to cooperate as far as warming up the soil, but soil temperatures don't mean much if you can't put the seeds in. Across the Delta and the Southeast, periodic interruptions to field work will occur over the next couple weeks in the Delta and the Southeast due to showers and thunderstorms. Most significant delays will continue to be in the northern Delta, where soil moisture is greatest. Warm temperatures should allow most fields to dry enough between rain events for field work to progress, especially from the southern Delta through the southeastern states. Other areas across the world, Brazil, or actually let's go to Argentina, warm temperatures, no rain occurred in the crop areas of Argentina yesterday. Little change is expected through the end of the week. A gradual cooling trend will occur across southern Argentina, especially Wednesday into Thursday. Rain most likely Friday and Saturday with a few lingering showers on Sunday. And a follow-up set of showers will occur briefly Monday and Tuesday. Most of the precipitation will not be very widespread or heavy, with Friday night and Saturday being the wettest. Field work will be temporarily slowed across Argentina's crop areas A returning dry weather next week will favor the resumption of harvest activities. And for Brazil, rain did fall yesterday from Goiás into southern Minas Gerais and Rio Grande do Sul, with amounts generally reaching up to as much as an inch and a little more than an inch in southern Goiás. Amounts to about two-thirds of an inch remained elsewhere. Weather conditions not expected to deviate much from the forecast we talked about yesterday. Most areas will get rain at one time or another, with the far southern areas of Brazil being the wettest Saturday into Monday. Central south crop areas will be the wettest today, and again during the early to midweek next week. Delays in field work will occur periodically. But overall, the week's weather will likely to be only slightly disruptive. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 914.5 unchanged, last trade down 3. July 908 unchanged, last trade down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 850 up 4.25, last trade down a quarter. July 863 up 3.5, last trade down 2.5. December 892.5 up 2, last trade down a half. May corn opened at 582.75, up 2.5, last trade up 4.25. July, 597, up 3.25, last trade up 3.75. December, 608, up 2.75, last trade up 3.75. May soybeans opened at 1316, up 0.5, last trade up 12.25. July, 1332.75, up 2.25, last trade up 14.5. November, 1236, up 0.5, last trade up 9.25. May soybean meal open at 337, up 20, last trade up 320. May soybean oil open at 5907, up 8, last trade up 69. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What is the trade going to make of the NASS report from yesterday afternoon? And I guess you can look at it in a couple of ways. You can look at, well, what is the planning in the key states and where corn is most heavily grown. You can also look at it in terms of what's going on down south. Both are behind, but it is a tale of two kinds of behind, to my mindset.
Well, I think they're just going to look at the overall picture plus the Midwest. And Midwest, Illinois was 1% done, Iowa 0% done, I think Nebraska was 2, and Minnesota maybe 2, and that's those four produce a huge amount of the corn in the U.S. And right now, there are people out planting in places, spotty places, but it's supposed to rain this afternoon, it's supposed to rain again Thursday and Friday, and I think industry for some reason thought we'd have a big amount planted, I don't know why. Out here in the rural areas like we are, we know that nobody's doing much, and it's really still awfully wet in places. But we can plant a bunch of our acreage in 5 days. So I think that's what they have in mind, that there'll be people out there going in between these rains. And if it's not dried out enough, a little bit of rain just keeps you out some more. So I think the big shocker will be next Monday where, you know, and usually we're somewhere around 40 to 50% planted, and we come in at 10 to 12, which would be double what we've done already. It's going to shock them.
I bring up these southern states like Kentucky, 11 versus 47, Missouri, 4 versus 53, Tennessee, 17 versus 64, as suggestive that if there was intent to do something with soybeans later on in the planting season, maybe that won't get done.
Well, that's true. And I look at the Midwest, Illinois at 1 versus 29, Iowa 0, Missouri 4 versus 53. If you look at the top 18 Midwestern states that grow 80% of the corn in the U.S., we're nowhere near where we should be. And rains today, Thursday and Friday, will keep those numbers very low. And that's where the majority of the corn has grown. So I think industry was, I don't know why, but they were surprised by the number being only at 4. I don't know whether they're in an ivory tower or what, but there just isn't much going on out there. And if you talk to people right now, where they are doing a little something, it's 20% of the people are outgoing, and they're picking their spots.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get your opening calls, then.
Opening calls, corn 3 to 5 higher, soybeans 10 to 15 higher, wheat unchanged as much as down 7. You get over in the livestock market, we're looking at cattle being mixed and hogs being down 10 to 30. And that, you know, report last Friday on cattle was supposed to be positive, and cattle went down yesterday after being up a little bit. So it kind of fade the report, I guess, on cattle.
Thank you much, Pete. You have a great day.
Take care.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.